You're listening to Beyond the Page with Wesley Baker, the podcast where books become conversations. In each episode, Wesley will be joined by host Miranda Kilstrom as they explore the stories, inspirations, and journeys behind his writing. From memoirs drawn from a life of travel to gripping novels filled with intrigue and romance, every page has a story, and here, those stories go beyond the page.
Hi, Wesley. How are you?
Hi, Miranda. I'm very well, thank you. I'm pleased to be back.
It's great to have you back, actually. You know what? We've had some great sessions here talking about Echoes of a Season. And, you know, it's made me think, Wesley, you know, what's the plans now? We've touched upon your next book. So tell us some more
Spanish
about...
Spanish Sunshine.
Let's start again.
Get it out. No, that's all right. Carry on.
just having a blonde moment there, Wesley.
That's
right. Yeah. So Spanish Sunshine. Yeah, you said it's opened some amazing doors. You know, I certainly read that you've had some contact from the Catalonia Tourist Board.
Yeah, yes. So in a nutshell, well, I actually wrote to them originally and contacted them and said, can you promote the book at all or anything? And they kind of said, no, we don't do any promotions at all or anything of that nature. Then I sent them a book anyway. And then I got a message from them. Hey, we'd like to just do a bit of promotion for you. We really loved the book, which was fantastic. And so that happened. And then off of that, other opportunities have sort of like come through, but I'll come to those in a minute. But then I had a television company contact me in regards to that this was the best bit, coming on and doing a film show, and introduced me as the author and everything, and did a film show where I picked four of my best films. And I didn't realize, but I'll be talking for 30 minutes on TV, which I was.
You can do that.
Yeah, I did. And it was quite good, actually. That was fantastic. And then from there, loads of other things have come up. I suppose you probably want to know about the unexpected opportunities as well.
And tell us all.
Yeah.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, I got approached by a company that does production for Netflix and a couple other streaming services, and they said that they'd actually come across the book, that's in a promotion of it, and they read it and they really liked it, and they said, look, you know, can we look at making a series or a film from it? Could you create a script for it, or they could create it for me? And I said, well, you know, I'll have a crack at it, so that is about to start me working on that. And from that, actually, I know people in the industry anyway, and I kind of mentioned it to a few friends just to check out the company, check that they were, although I'd already seen that they were a good company. They've done some very, very good movies and some very good series. And my friends in the industry said, look, you know, Wes, this is an opportunity, but you'll probably find other companies now will approach you as well. So take your time, get the script right, and then see who you want to go with down the line. So I hadn't even thought about television or movie rights, and then suddenly out of the blue they've appeared, and so I don't know who would play me and the other characters.
I was going to say, who would be the leading man?
Well, the people that I'm kind of thinking of are way too old, so it has to be someone young, doesn't it? So I don't know. It'll be someone, maybe some new upcoming actor. I don't know. I wouldn't,
yeah.
Unless they can do makeup, I'll do it again if they want.
We might have to put a little bit of Vaseline on the lens for that one, Leslie.
No, they put one of those silicone sort of faces on you. You
no, can just, you know. Yeah, obviously not this is that far, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, now I've got the second book, Spanish Sunshine. That's the continuation of the first one. So that particular book also adds to it. So effectively, they kind of said from what they'd already read that there's probably two to three series there that they would be able to use. And if I could create more to it, and I said, well, I'm not creating it. I'm not the book is 90, 95, 99% accurate. So, you know, I can't create something in my life, but maybe I can put a few extra stories in that I haven't still haven't included. It's funny because when I finished the first one, I thought I'd done enough, and then I realized that there were so many more things to tell, and then people were saying, well, can you write another one? And I said, yeah, so I sort of went with that. And then when I finished the second one, I thought, well, that's exhausted now. But then I realized that I've actually got at least put another seven or eight chapters together now already if I wanted to create a third one there, but I won't. because I've decided to leave it as it is. And I'm moving on to another region as well. And I've got a spy novel coming out as well.
So you're changing your style and moving on to spy novels then?
Well, kind of. I'm not changing my style too much. It's very much a similar sort of writing way, because when you read my book, it's quite novel in the way it reads, really. It reads like a novel, really. I mean, someone said to me the other day they'd never read memoirs before, and old memoirs like this. And I said, well, I don't know whether they are, really. Mine kind of reads it quite like a novel in many ways. And
It does, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So I think from that point of view, there's not too much of a jump. And I found it quite easy to slip into the novel. And it's a spy romantic thriller. So
Ooh, nice.
It has a lot of travel in it. We go to Barcelona, Geneva, Strasbourg, Warsaw, Berlin, Milan, and we do a little skip over the Adriatic, and we spend a little bit of time in Croatia with it as well. Yeah.
Wow. So the travel theme's still there, and you've got all your genres in there as well. Romance.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, is that I've written that book in particular. It's pulling on, because when you write, you like to write about things you know. Otherwise, you have to do a lot of research, and obviously, I know an awful lot for this book, so it'll enable me to easily write exactly what I wanted to write, and I can picture myself. So it was very similar to writing Echoes of a Season and Spanish Sunshine, because I could literally close my eyes and step into. Into the street where I wanted the scene to be, and can describe it very clearly. And the characters are fantastic in that book. So anyway, I won't talk about that too much, because that's not the point of this podcast.
When's that due to be released?
Spanish Sunshine's out now. The spy novel, 14th of November.
Oh, so not long.
No, it's just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
that's exactly it, actually. It falls into that bracket, so that's coming out. It's only coming out in paperback and Kindle. I will do an audio book maybe for it, but it won't be this year.
Okay. All right, but there's a nice little Christmas gift there. Great idea. So we touched upon, Catalonia Tourist Board. Any other stories that have come from the book being launched?
No, not really. I think probably one of the things that I can tell is that emotionally writing those books has been what I didn't anticipate. I didn't anticipate the real emotion that came with them and the drain, the journey I go on when I write them. It's very easy. People say, oh, I could write a book. Oh, I wish I could write a book. Oh, I've got so many stories, I could write a book. Yeah, there's one thing saying it, another thing actually doing it.
And
when you actually do it, it's then hard. And I've tried, probably 20 years ago, I tried to write something and I didn't get very far. And maybe 10 years ago, I tried again, didn't get very far. This time, because I had been in hospital and I was, ill, I had a reason behind it and had a drive.
Yeah.
But then once it started to flow, I was emotionally connected to it, and the emotional connection was the real aspect of it. And so once you're in that emotional journey of physically writing your book, you don't want to finish the book. I didn't want to finish the book, and when I finished it, I know this sounds really strange thing to say, and if you haven't written, you may not understand it. Oh, that's a bit patronizing. I don't mean it like that, but
sometimes I read a book and I don't want it to end.
Yeah, and you kind of like, I finished it, and then I was lost for 48 hours. 48 hours, I was really lost. I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, oh, that's over now. I was deeply involved. I was living in 1992 again in my mind, and suddenly it was gone again. And emotionally, it was quite a hard one to take. And then you have the promotion and the book launches and everything else that go on, which kind of like bring it back. And the energy involved with doing anything like that is really hard going.
Yeah.
You can't possibly imagine the energy of doing that. And then, of course, everyone wants to talk to you. I think that was interesting on the book launch, is that it reminded me of the rep days, actually being a rep again, because people were coming up to you and saying, and they want to shake your hand. They want to talk to you about what you've written. And then other people just stare at you. It's weird. They stare. It's like, and I don't. They want to be there, but they don't want to talk to you. It's like, and it's kind of like a star being a star, I guess, in many ways. They must experience it. It's most weird because I've got a lot of very famous friends, comedians and movie stars and everything else that I've met over the years, and a couple of neighbours, actually, where I live. And they've said often to me, there's some really weird people out there who just stare at you. And now I understand it, because they're like, they're just, you know, a group of people together, and some, you know, they're, you're signing a book for them and you're chatting away, and then there's others just staring, and they just stand there and stare. It's hilarious. And you kind of come over and you say, hello, do you want to speak to me or anything? And they say, no. Thank you for speaking to me.
It's like, okay. They're so totally starstruck and just want to be in your presence, Wesley.
I know, it's quite spooky. there we go
indeed. Well, on behalf of myself and all your readers, we can't thank you enough for transporting us back to those lovely summer days of 1992. And, you know, I can't wait to read Spanish Sunshine. Well, that's a bit of a tongue twister then.
I'm looking forward to reading that
because it's getting cold and wintry here in Finland. So going back into those summer days will be wonderful.
Yeah. So when I created the title, I thought about including the echoes in the title, and we did, but in the subtitle. So it was like Spanish Sunshine's Untold Echoes from 1992. So we still included the echoes in it, and it's part of the Echoes Travel series that we're doing. But I was really struggling with what to call it, because the first one is the lead book. It's the first one, and this one being the companion book. Is how do I make that the companion book, because the next one in the series is I'm not sure if I shared that in one of the other podcasts, is called Echoes in Andalusia.
You mentioned that.
So that is, and I have another one after that as well, if I get to that. It's a real if, but if I do get to that, then that'll be good. And then I have a whole novel series that's going to come out, not spy novels. I left the spy novel in a way that can be left. That can be either left or can continue. And I have considered, okay, what could I do with these characters? How could I take them to the next stage? What could I do for it? Mm. And the spy novel is very poignant as well, because it does, I don't want to give it away because I want to do a podcast on that as well, but it does focus with Ukraine as well. But it starts in 1986. Brings you right forward to 2018, 2019. So it's very interesting.
Over two decades then. So that'll be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not traveling in 2 decades. It all happens in the 2018, 2019 period. But it starts there. So there's like
seed is planted in the
The prologue and everything is there. And you understand where it came from and how it suddenly comes back, and it's an interesting. I've tried to really twist it. God, I hope it's very good now. I'll be
popping that on my Christmas list, Wesley, that's for sure.
Well, I'm editing it at the moment, and it's already been proofread 3 times and already by different people, you know, good proofreaders, but I've already found errors that I'm not happy with, so I'm already chopping that character out, or not character, but taking that sentence out. Yeah. Removing that paragraph, moving it around and doing that. And then, but I've got to do all that. I've got to do it quickly because it will go to print soon. So.
Exciting times, Wesley, exciting times. And who would have thought, you know, how you've transformed this like negative situation of being ill into such a positive, you know, a positive situation.
Well, I think if you'd have said to me, Miranda, if you'd have said, hey, Wes, you know, this time last year, if you'd have said, hey, Wes, you're having a really bad year, because bear in mind, you know, I was having a bad year.
Absolutely.
In 2024, you know, I'd lost my father, and I was about to lose my mother-in-law. I'd been through cancer. My son had liver failure and all that sort of stuff. And my mother-in-law had been in and out of hospital with heart failures and everything. And if you'd have said to me, this time next year, you'll be an author, a best-selling author, I'd have said, oh, that's so stupid, you're on drugs or something, you know. how's that going to happen? Yeah, how's that going to happen? But the truth is, I've resigned from all the companies apart from one. I'm just concentrating on my travel company now. And then out of the blue, I've bought the books, I've developed these books. And I couldn't have done it without the lovely people in the travel industry, or former people in the travel industry, that have supported it and helped drive it forward. And I'm so thankful for everyone that has purchased the book and has contributed with photographs and great comments even today. I saw some fun stuff as well. So just the emotion of seeing someone reading my book, what it gives you is just a deep, deep feeling of gratitude, really. I'm grateful for those people to read the books. It's not the financial aspect of it, because you don't make a lot of money being an author. It's the gratitude of someone actually reading it. And when when they say, you know, oh, I really loved it, or it's really good, or this is a great book, or it really made me laugh, or maybe cry, or whatever, then you feel like, oh, okay, it worked, and I did what I set out to achieve.
Fantastic. And that's all we ask. Well, it's certainly brightened up my day. And like I said, I'm looking forward to reading Spanish Sunshine. So thanks very much, Wesley. And I look forward to that. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Beyond the Page with Wesley Baker, with host Miranda Kilstrom. Thank you for joining us on this journey behind the books. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow, rate, and share the podcast so more listeners can go beyond the page with us. Until next time, keep turning the pages. The story is just beginning.